Mayor Miner announced that the city of Syracuse is one of the 16 cities selected to join the What Works Coalition this week. She says the program was launched in 2015 by Bloomberg Philanthropies to help collect data and make it available to the public.
The first areas that we are going to tackle are going to be infrastructure and housing, and we are going to find better ways to compile and utilize data internally, and then our goal is to make data open.
Miner says the plan is to create and compile the data before making it available for the public to use. For example, she says this can help address code enforcement issues and housing quality in order to improve the city's aging housing stock.
We traditionally think about, well, what are you going to use this tool for? Instead, with data, you provide it, and then people can say, this is the problem that I have, or this is what I'm thinking about. How can I utilize all of this to determine what problem it can solve?
Miner admits she was initially skeptical of the open source approach, but her iTeam staff convinced her of its viability. Director of Policy and Innovation for the City of Syracuse, Andrew Maxwell, says by opening the data to the public, issues revolving around infrastructure and housing may be solved much easier.
This is different. This is a more forward-looking, proactive approach where the data that we collect, how do we organize it in a way that we can make better decisions with it and open it up to the world in a way where we're more transparent, but also creating opportunities for other people who are good at using data to help us find new solutions to old problems.
Mayor Miner says some solutions may take longer than others, depending on the time it takes to compile the data and draw conclusions. Marley Tuskus, WAER News.